This is a story that is just breaking this morning, that drinking two or more soft drinks per week may nearly double a person's risk of developing pancreatic cancer, according to researchers. This is a CanWest News Service story. What can you tell us?
Well, I think, again, we have to put this in perspective, because doubling the risk means you go from 0.0088% risk after the age of 45 or so of developing pancreatic cancer to 0.0176%. So really, you're going up by 8.8 people per 100,000. So you're going to just over 16 or 17 per 100,000. So that's what the doubling of the risk actually means. And this was a study done, published in the journal Cancer Epidemiology, Biomarkers, and Prevention by researchers from the University of Minnesota, where they looked at 60,000 men and women in a study called the Singapore Chinese Health Study, which these people were followed for 14 years. And over that time, 140 developed pancreatic cancer. But this is one of those studies, Steve, where they asked people, what did you drink? So it's an observational study, which usually is not the best quality type of study that you can do, because you are depending on people's memories to tell you their food consumption. And they asked them, as part of a food frequency questionnaire, how often they drank one glass of pop. And a glass was considered to be 237 milliliters in Singapore, as opposed to here where we have 355 as the usual amount. And they found that those who reported two or more soft drinks per week, had an 87% increased risk of pancreatic cancer. But again, when we use relative risk percentages, it always sounds more than what it actually is. And as I mentioned, in North America, the rate of pancreatic cancer is 8.8 people per 100,000, and mostly occurring over 45 or 50 years of age, and more men, a little bit more in terms of ratio of men compared to women, develop pancreatic cancer. There have been other associations with smoking, diabetes, and obesity with regards to pancreatic cancer, but no one's been really able to specifically find a link between those factors. They can find an association, but no specific link between those factors, because there are a lot of other things that they believe are responsible, genetic or inheritable factors as well. So when looking at this study, again, we have to always keep in mind what the risk is, how much that risk has changed. And in this case, although they're saying that it doubles, it was an observational study, people reporting how much they drank. It was a group of people in Singapore. Diets may have been different compared to North America. But nevertheless, we have to keep perspective and say, although it's double the risk, according to the study, it really amounts to 8.8 more people per 100,000, which is something just to keep in perspective.
And I did want to get into whether they were referring to diet pop or is this regular pop?
They were dealing with sugar. They don't really have very many diet drinks in Singapore. At least they don't consume them. So this was more, they didn't really differentiate between the two, but it was likely sugar in the pop itself.
Okay. Thank you, doctor.
You're very welcome, Steve.